Weiter in Shas, Pirin Sanhedrin, Daf, Mem, Tes. Begin with the very top of the page. Continue on with the story of Binayo and Yoav. Asu Eliyov, Dainais. They brought Yoav in front of Sanhedrin. And they judged him, right? Because he said, he's not leaving the Mizbeach. I'd rather die here than die by Shlomo Melech. And we're talking about how he wants to make sure that he's a machlokas, either because he wants it to go to the Arshim, or it's going to go to the Arshim anyway, and then he just wants to delay his death. So Yoav said he's not going to leave them as Mizbeach. He wants to have his case tried. He had killed two people, so therefore he's going to be chayev now for doing such a thing. And so what happens is they brought Yoav in front of the Sanhedrin. They judged him over there. And Amale, then when they were there, he says to Abidyon, says, "My time akalti l'Avner. Why did you kill Avner? Why would you do such a thing?" Amale said back, "Goel hadam Asaul havai. I was acting as the goel hadam for my brother Asaul. In other words, Avner killed him. And I was a goel hadam. You know, you kill my brother, I'm coming after you. Like, what do you think this is? Asaul rodev hava." So he said back, "But Asaul was a rodev. In other words, he was trying to kill Avner. And Avner, Bala Orcha, Hashkem Largo, he just turned around and killed him. He was trying to kill him." So Amaleyov said back, "So he should have killed him. He should have stopped him coming after him by taking out one of his Evarim. You know, you could go ahead and shoot him in the leg or something like that. You have to go and kill him over here. The fact that he killed him, that's it. Now, Gol Adam." Amalei, so he said back to him, "Lo yachale." He says he wasn't able to go ahead, right, to do it in a way that he was just going to stop him. The only way he could have stopped him was by killing him. Says Rashi, "Avner lechavin bechel mishayvav." He was able to be mechavin, you know, to aim properly to stop him. So Amalei said back to him, "Hashta bedovin chamishas kivin le." You're telling me he wasn't able to aim well? He did a bedovin chamishas. He shot him by the fifth rib. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, "Vayakev Avner ba'achrei achanis el achomesh." He struck him with the back of the spear at the chomesh. Shomer bechel bedovin chamishas. It means that he hit him by the fifth rib. It's exact spot where the gallbladder and the liver are hanging over there, and of course he's going to be killed like that. You mean to tell me he was able to get the perfect shot over there, but he's not able to get him like in the leg or something like that? Because of that, Amalei, Avner says back to him, "Nezel Avner." Okay, let's leave Avner. Rashi says, "Dino shel Avner pater atolav." You're pater. Back in the Gemara, "My time akalti la'amasa." La'amasa. Why did you kill Amasa? Amasa was a commander by Avshalom's army when he was fighting against David HaMelech. And then David HaMelech, he let him off the hook, and he told him to get troops to come fight for him. And Yoav, he saw that he was like, an enemy of him, of himself, that he's going to take his position. So he killed him. So Amalei says, "Amasa mord machas hava." What do you mean he's mord machas? He rebelled against the king. The Chassid, it says, "V'yomer HaMelech al Amasa." HaMelech said to Amasa, "Has ek li es ishihu dashlo sesyabim. Gather together for me men of Yehuda within 3 days. Vayelech Amasa lazia. Pardon. Lahazik es Yehuda vayocher." So Amasa went to call the men of Yehuda, but he took time. In other words, he took longer than the time that was set over there. The fact that he did that, you know, on his own, that he took that time, that's marim machus. Amaleis b'yom said back to him, "Amasa akin v'rakin darash." Amasa, he darshins ach v'rak. Ashkechinu de psiach lehu b'masechta. And when he went to go collect them, as David had asked, he came and he found that these men of Yehuda, that they were learning, they were steiging. Amar, so he said to him, "Ksiv," it says in the pasuk, "Kol ish asher yamre espicha, anyone who rebels against your command, v'lo yishmas devarecha, l'chol asher tetzavenu, yumas," and doesn't listen to the words that he's commanded, he's going to be put to death. Right, so you rebel against the king, murder by Malchus, death. Yachal fil devi Torah, you would have thought that this is even so. If it tells to go against the words of devi Torah, you have to listen. Tamid lomer, rak chazak v'yamatz. In the same pasuk, it says that be strong, chazak v'yamatz. And you see that, continue steiging, but like don't let it stop the Torah learning. So you can't kill him for that either. Ella hu gava mord b'machus hu, machus havas hava. But really, it says Yoav, he was the, mord b'machus. The Chassid pasuk says, Vashmua ba ad Yoav. The news came to Yoav. Ki Yoav nata acharei Adonia. Yoav turned after Adonia. Acharei Avshalom lo nata. But he didn't turn after Avshalom. So it comes out that Yoav was actually married by Malchus, and therefore he was given to Benio to be killed. So maybe not for killing them, but definitely chayav for the idea that he is marred by Malchus. Says the Gemara, my lo nata. Right? What does it mean when it says Yoav did not turn after Avshalom? What had happened there, the story is that the Pasuk says when Yoav heard that Shlomo killed Adonio, so then he was scared for his own life because he supported him. And therefore, he like ran away, and that's considered more of a malchus, because Yoav knew that David wanted Shlomo to be the king afterwards, and still he went to go to work with Adonia. That itself is a morid b'malchus. Okay, so my lo nata. What does it mean when it says Yoav didn't turn after Avshalom? Amar Yehuda shebikesh lintos. It means that Yoav wanted to turn after Avshalom. And Avshalom went against David for lo nata, but then he actually didn't do it. My time of lo nata, why didn't he do it? Why did he change his mind and stay with David? I remember Lazar, adayin lichluchis shel David kayemis. When Avshalom was going against, was fighting over here, David HaMelech was still strong and Yoav was scared. When Adonio wanted to go in to take away the thing from David HaMelech, David was already older and he wasn't scared anymore from this. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Adayin Itztagnine Shel David Kayamin. They still had the Itztagnine, Rashi's Balei Agrofin Shelo, Shel Yadam Hu Nilcham, Biyotzi Abal Piyam. In other words, he still had his strong people there with him, and he was scared, so Yoav didn't go against David. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Arbam Yossi Yoladam Hayu Lola David. David had 400 young men, this, you know, working for him. Kulam Ben Yifas Torah, all of them were Yifas Torah, were, you know, the children of Eish Yifas Torah, Megadli Blur Yisayu, and had this long hair. Rashi says, Kamisha B'tei Ovid Kuchavim, Kadeshi Yiru Balei Ema V'Yifchachtu, Mayam, like these scary haircuts. Mahacham Rashi Yosus Hayu, and V'hein Hein Balei Agrofin Shal David, and they were at the head of the troops, and these were like the strong men of David HaMelech. Okay, so clearly we see over here that it's saying that Yoav was rebelled against David HaMelech. However, we see a machlokes just the opposite to pligib de Rebbe Abba Berkana. Don't remember Berkana. Il male David lo asa Yoav milchama. If not for David HaMelech, then Yoav wouldn't have done a milchama. Certainly wouldn't have been successful. Rashi says Shahaya osek batora lo asa Yoav milchama. Aval schusa shel David omedes lo Yoav milchamasav shel David. The schus stood for him. Says the Gemara. Vel male Yoav lo asak David Batarid, if not for Yoav, right? So if not for David, Yoav wouldn't have gone to war. And if not for Yoav, David wouldn't have been able to steig. It says, Vahi David osa mishpat tutsaka l'cholamo. And David did mishpat tutsaka to all of his nation. And right after it says, Vyoav bin Suya ala tzava. And Yoav bin Suya was over the army. Ma tam David osa mishpat tutsaka l'cholamo. What's pshat? What's the reason David HaMelech was able to do this, to do judgments and righteous to everyone? Because Yoav was over the army. Because of the fact that Yoav was busy dealing with the army stuff, therefore David HaMelech was able to shtag. My time Yoav Alatzava was the reason he was able to go and be successful over the army. So it was a nice yin and yang going down over there. David, and when Yoav went from David, he sent messengers after Avner. And they brought Avner from Bor HaSira. My Bor HaSira. What is this this name, Bor HaSira? What's it alluding to? I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. Bor V'Sira Garmulo LaAvner She'ar. It was a bor, a pit, and a sira, it's a thorn that caused Avner to be killed. These are two things that David HaMelech could have made up with Shaul. Shaul was trying to kill him, but David HaMelech wanted to make up and not have to fight with him. And what happened was that they could have been great, but Avner suggested to Shaul, no, keep fighting with him. One of them is a boar with his water, and that is that there was a time when Shaul was asleep with all of his people, and David HaMelech snuck in and stole his canteen, his little water thing, that's the boar, and he didn't want to kill him, so he showed him afterwards that he had that, and look, I could have killed you, but I didn't, let's make up. And Avner said, nah, probably one of his soldiers took it for it, so that was short-lived. And the other one was the seer, was the thorn that segment that David HaMelech was hiding in a cave and Shaul came in, but he didn't see David, and David could have killed him. But instead, he cut off a corner of his clothing in order for him to, you know, show him that I could have gotten you, but I didn't. And Avner again suggested, no, maybe it was just a thorn. Continues the Gemara, Vayateu Yoav el toch hashar ledabri to b'shali. Yoav took Avner aside towards the midst of the gate to speak with him in peace. Amar of Yochanan, Shedano din Sanhedri. That's Yoav, judged Avner, like a Sanhedrin goes ahead and they... And the Sanhedrin judges, says Rashi, Kamo el zikne iro vel shar mekomo, destam shar loshen Sanhedri, who shall hear danin sham. Amar le, so Yoav says to Avner, my taima katalti la asol. Why did you kill Asol, my brother? Asol rodef haya. So he said back, what do you mean? He was a rodef, trying to kill me, and I killed him. He should have, you know, shot him in his leg or something, stopped it from, you didn't have to kill him. He says, I wasn't able to do it. I couldn't aim properly. But in the fifth rib you can get, you couldn't shoot him in the leg. So Yoav saw, it came out that Avner's, it killed Asael and didn't have to. And that's why he went ahead and he killed him as a Gol Adam. Now, if you look back at the pasuk, it says, "Vayateu Yoav el toch hashar ledabri to b'sheli." Took him aside, ledabri to b'sheli, to speak with him, b'sheli. I'm Rav Yudom Rav al iske shalo. That means about things. Al iske shalu. Says Rashi, "Loshon shal na'alechav," taking off his shoes. Shalo be'arma yevama gidma seach choletzes. He said, "Let's say you have a." He asked him in a tricky way. Let's say you have a yevama and she doesn't have a leg. How do you do chalitza? Hiskel shochem in front of him. He started to bow down in front of him. Mareu kachi choletzes bishine. And he bent down. When he bent down, he took out his sword and he killed him. Right? So, that's how he killed him. Says, and Yoav, he hit him there at Chomesh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'dofen Chamishis, Makom Shemar, B'kavit Luyimbo. And the same way Yoav ended up killing Avner, the same way that Avner killed Asael. V'heishav Hashem is dama al rosho, and when Shlomo HaMelech had Binyamin, Binayo, to go ahead, and he told Binyamin to go kill Yoav, he said to him, Hashem will return his blood upon his own head. Asher paga b'shnei anashim tzadikim v'tov menu. The fact that he killed two men more righteous, you know, that were more tzadikim than him. Says Zigamara, tovim, they're better than him, shall you darshim achin v'rakin, because they expound the word, you know, the ideas of ach v'rak that are found in the Torah. Asher shalo the kai mitzvah hamelech lavra al divrei Torah amasuk derman and avner kish amar lo shol lavadov suvu ve'misu es kohen Hashem k'sev v'lo evu adi shol l'sholch yadam l'fka. So what happened is avhulo darsh they darsh in achim v'rakim. Vehu lo darsh, and he didn't darsh in that. Tzadikim, and they're great at tzadikim, shehin bapeh velo asu, because they were told from the mouth of the king, and they didn't obey it. Vehu bi geris asa, and Yoav, he got it, bad orders through a letter, and he obeyed it. So again, what did they do? They got bad orders from the mouth of a king, and yet they refused to follow it, and Yoav got bad things to a letter, right? And that is that was in Shmuel. It says to put Uriah at the front of war. That was sent to him in a letter. Va'amosa lo nishmar b'cherev. Va'amosa Hashem. Va'amosa lo nishmar b'cherev asher b'yad Yoav. And describing how Yoav killed Amasa, says Amasa didn't guard himself from the sword that was in Yoav's hand. Amarav shelo chashto. He wasn't choshed that he was actually going to go ahead and kill him. But he covered a beso b'midbar, and he was buried in his house in the desert. Rashi says, b'yoav ksiv, this is said by Yoav. Says, gemara otu beso midbar, who? What was his house? A desert? Amarav. Kamidbar means his house was like a midbar, like a desert. Ma midbar mufkar lakol, just like a desert. There's it was is mufkar, it's hafkar for anyone. So too, Avbeso shel Yoav mufka lakol. So too, his house was hefker for everyone. Rashi says, la niyim l'esparnes mibeso, for poor people to come and partake. Davar acher, kamidbar, it's a kamidbar, ma midbar menuka migazo arayos, just like a midbar is free of theft and arayos. Avbeso shel Yoav menuka migazo arayos, so too, the house of Yoav was free from those things as well. And the one says, v'yov yechaye es sha'ar ha'ir, and Yoav brought life. He gave life to the rest of the city. Amar Rav Yehuda, afilu monine v'tzachanasa ta'im paris lehu. Even small fish that he would taste, he would give out to the people in the city, to the poor people of the city, says Rashi. Afilu monine v'tzachanasa ta'im, afilu dvar midakim v'anugim, Taim, so you told him that he would taste, he would go ahead and mashes Meshalech, Lam Lamazona Sanim shall ear, and Paris Losh and Paras and Notam Mibe Samelech, Upsukizeh, Bedira Yamim, Kishalaka David is Matsudas Sion. Munine is, Munene, says Rashi, is Dagim Kitanim, right? These are small little fish that he would go ahead and he would have, he would give over to the to the purple of the city. Hajan Aloch Nigmar Din, Mazdov Nigmar Din, on finishing the sixth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. And you know what a minig is. Hajan Aloch, let's go back to Mem Beis, Om Beis. Sak the Gemara over there. The Mishnah says, Nigmar Din, Motsino Sel Lesoklo. After they finish the din, they go out and they bring out to do Skila Lesoklo, Beis Eskila, Yechutz Beis Din, etc. Okay, Mazdov. Now we move on to the seventh parak. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, the beginning of the seventh parak. Arba Mises Nimsarim LeBezin. We have Arba Mises Bezin. Skila, Sveifa, Herik, Vechenik. And it goes in that order. That is that Skila is always the most intense, most chamor, stoning, then burning, then beheading, then strangulation. Rashi points out that we write it in that order. Dafka Nakatsuga Skila, Chamur Misveifa, Vishteya Meherik, Vishloshna Mechenik, Venafka Minos and Afkamina, Lemeschayev, Shtey Misos. If a person's Chayev, two Misos, the Kaimelon, the Kaman of Payalev, the done b'chamura, you get judged with the more chamur one. Rabbi Shimon Omer argues and he says, Shimon Omer is plucked to Rashi, is plucked to Mefarshim Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain, Sreif Eskila Chenik V'Herik. He switches the first two order and the second two order as well. He says that the order is Sreif, but that Sreif is worse. So it's Sreif, then Skila, then Chenik V'Herik, and Zu Mitzvahs Haniskalin, these are the mitzvah of, this is the concept of skila. That's a strange wording of saying. What it means is, if you put all the mishnayos together, it would make sense. We just dealt with all the ideas of skila, and we want to go on the next mishnah, is going to deal with the next next death penalty. So what happens is, it says skila, it says Rashi shepirashnu bepirkin delal, and we explain the defim, hey, base skila haya gavosh, de komos, etc. Right? Chulu, mishum de boy, lemiste mitzvah sanisrafin, veneharagin, venechna. Because he wanted to do serif, sreifa, herig, and chenik, and therefore, Kate said, hadar v'nakat lahai. Therefore, it started off with this particular thing. Says Gemara, Amarav, Schar, Amarav, who no. Whenever the Chachamim teach this in ways of listing, when they're listing something, Rashi says, v'sidru davar acher davar, one thing after the next, ein muktam umeocher, there's nothing that's coming earlier or later, says Rashi, lo diktiku lahaktim b'mishnasan es ha-muktam, they're not going out of the way to put what's going first, la'acher es ha-muchar, sheish makom sha-shanoi me'ocher, b'mishna tzarech la'akdima, sometimes what's taught later should have been coming earlier, b'maisa, k'gon seder ches begadim shel kohuna gadola, like the order of the eighth begadim of the kohen gadol, k'dem afarsh l'kamei d'michnesayim kodmim b'levisha, v'lo akdima l'shnosam k'sed l'vishasan. Even though michnesayim is the first thing that goes on, it doesn't go in the order of putting it on. V'yesh makom shel seder shanu k'mishpato, and sometimes it's put it in the right order. There's no muktam, there's no mochar, everything is good. Chutz meshiva samanim, except for the Mishnah will say the seven samamanim. Says Rashi, throws in the letter, samimmanim, the spices, says Rashi, hamurim le'inyin ha-kesem shel dam, shebehen diktiku b'seder mishnasan, like we're going to see that when there is a stain, there are seven cleaning agents that are put into a stain, that in the garment to see if it's dam. The Mishnah is going to talk about that, and that the Tana was specific about what the order of how that it is, it's put over there. The Tanan is written to the Mishnah in Nida. Shiva samanim avirina lekesem. There's seven spices agents that are put onto the kesem. Rashi says a boat goyim dam nidahu latami tyrus in agaven to see if it's dam nidah and to be matami tyrus that you touched. Otsevu if it's there's some sort of dive at tyrus tyrus and they're tar. Vim aver beelu shiva samanim kishi chabes osam hen kisidim biyadua shadam haya vim lo aver biyadua shadseva haya. If the stain ends up coming off after they do with these seven things, then we say it's dam. But if not, then we say that it's dye. Rok, tafel, umei grisin, umir aglayim, vineser, uboris, kumulia, v'ashlach, v'katani seifa. So these are the seven things that are done. Rok, tafel is saliva. But that there's no food that was eaten. Beans that were chewed, right? This is after the beans were chewed. Then you take that leftover stuff, it's mixed with saliva, you rub it on the stain. Omeriglaim, that's urine. And Rashi says the urine is you left it until it became smelling disgusting. Vineser, which is a type of, Rashi says, mina adama, something comes from the ground. Uboris, which is a type of min adama, as says Rashi. I'm sorry, asevhu. It's a type of herb. Umavik tami makorin le whatever it's called. They rub it on it. Ki mulia is Rashi says hasam afarsh la shaluf dutz. V'lo yadana mayhu. I don't know what it is. Ashlag. It's Nimtza b'nikve margolio sa'olos mitochayam. It's the pearls that come from the ocean, the stuff that gets stuck over there. The Katani Sefer, it says in the end of that Mishnah, if you're in Shalok Kisidron, if you do it out of order, that, oh, Shevirin, Shevasan, Kecha, you do all the same time, all seven at the same time, then loss of Loklum, it's not going to help you, it's not going to do anything. Rav Papa Saba Mishmei D'Rav Amar Af Arba Misos. Not only is that put Dafka in order, but also our Heilige Mishnah with the Arba Misos. It's also done in order. The fact that Rav Shimon comes and argues on the order, Shmamina Dafka Ketani, it comes out clear that this is written in a very specific order. For Idach and Rav Schora, why is it that he's put our Mishnah as one of the exceptions? Beplukta lo kamayri, because he's not talking about things that have a machlokas in it. Rashi says, Rav Schora nami islay the masisan dafka tanan, amiu kinakat iu lo nakat milu beplukta. His statement was being said by things that aren't machloksim. Rav Papa Amar brings another one, af seder yoma, even the on Yom Kippur. Right, because there's a very specific order of things have to be done. It says Rashi, the avodas yom kippurim has to do with the mishnah of meseches yuma, zu achazu the dafka katan. Let's put it in a very specific order. The tanaim goes to the mishnah yuma. Call ma'ase yom kippurim amurim alaseda. All the mishnah said in order. Im hikdim ma'ase lechaver. If you do one out of order, also of klum, you didn't do anything. Veidach and Rav Schora and Rav Papa. Why is they don't mention this? Ahu chermed the alma says no, that's different. Because Yom Kippur, to be done in order, is a chumrah, right? It's a chumrah, and it's not just some sort of intrinsic value that has to be done in a particular order, like Rok or something like that. But this is, right, okay. Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua Amar says, Af Seder Tamid. Is that even the way the Tamid is brought, that is also something which is quite specific, has to be done in order. The Ketani Yalog, we have on that, it says, Zeu Seder Tamid. This is the order of the Tamid, Ve'idach, and the other ones. Why is it that they don't mention Tamid? Ha'hu le'mitzvah alma, because they live there. That's ideal, but it's not something. If it's done out of order, it's not really going to be ma'akev. And therefore, they didn't say it. Now, each woman, they said that this is done specifically. It must mean they had in mind things that were not specific, like it doesn't really make a difference the order that it is. And the question is, what is that? Ula fuke, maybe it says chalitza. When Rav Schora said his shtickle over there, what did he have in mind? He says, coming to school, the mitzvah of chalitza. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah. Mitzvah chalitza, bahu v'yavim to lefnei based in. The man comes and the Yavama comes. This is a man and woman are married. They have no children. The man dies and he has a brother. The man either does Yibam on this, his sister-in-law, or where he marries her, or he does Chalitza. In the case of Chalitza, he and the Yavama, they come in front of the basin. How you know, son, so they give him Eitza. Right? What's the Eitza mean? Eitza means, like we figured out, Rashi says, Shem Hayahu Zakin, Vi Yalda, if he's old and she's very young, who yell it, or he's very young, Vi Zakina, she's old, Amrin Lo Klachetzel Kemosach, Velo Tachnis Ktata Lutach Pesach. It doesn't make sense to, there's going to be lots of fights over here. You should, like, not make this happen. Shinever Karlo Zikna Ira, Vidibur Love, they go, they call him, they speak with him. You know, to work this out. Vihio Maris, she then says, if there's Chalitza being done, says, Me'ein Yavami, etc. But Yavam refuses to go and to take me. Vihu Amar, Lo Chafatzi Lekachta, and he has to say, I don't want to take her. B'loshan HaKodesh HaYomim, and they say this, B'loshan HaKodesh, says Rashi, B'mesech HaSota, Yelofla, B'perek, Ilu Ne'amarim, B'chol Lashon, and Viniksha Yavimto Elov, Lane Zakinim Choton Allah, and then the sister in law comes in front of him in the eyes of the Zakinim, and he takes off her shoe, Vyarka, and removes his shoe, Vyarka Bafanim, and spit in front of him, Rokanir Ladayanim, spit that can be seen, right? They have to see it actually that's coming out of her mouth. Says Rashi Shibo. And then she goes and she says, she's the one who's done, or the one who doesn't want to build up the house of your brother. And they call out his name in Israel that he is a Beis Chalitzah. Now, Parmer of Yehuda says, Mitzvah Chalitza Karin Vakari Vakola Choletzes Vakikas Vakara. The Mitzvah Chalitza, the way it's done is that she says, he says, she removes, she spits, and she says, right? Vavinam Ba, and we asked about this, where Yehuda, my Kamashmalan, what are you teaching us? What's he At the Mishnah, how Kamashmalan comes to tell us a Mitzvah Hachi. Right? This is the ideal way of doing it in order to be done. V'yapich Laslamba. And if you flipped it around, you did out of order. No problem, it's okay. Tanya Namech of your Bible supports us. Bain Sheikhtam Chalitza the Rikika, whether, let's say the Chalitza, the taking off the shoe, was before the spitting, or Rikika the Chalitza, or the spitting before the taking off, Mashasa Osway, that was done, is done. The Chalitza does work. Ulafuke Meha is also coming to school from another Mishnah, which seems to be in order, but it's not. The Mishnah Yuma. Kohen Gadol Mashamish Bishmona Kalin, the Kohen Gadol, he serves while wearing the 8 Begadim. The Hedjot Barab, he does 4. Biksones, the tunic, Mechasayim, the pants, Mesephis, the hat, for Avnit, and a belt, Mosef Alem Kohen Gadol, Choshen, there's the breastplate, Vephod, Umeil, Vitzitz, Vitanya, we learned in a Braisa, Minayin Shaloye, Dover, Dukodim, Mechasayim, but we know that nothing comes before the Mechasayim, the pants, Shenemar, Umechnese, Bad, Yel, Besaro. That has to be on Besaro. Right on the flesh. So why is that written over there? It's extra over there. It's coming to tell you that says Rashi, Mashma kishalov shan yehi b'saro mi b'li lov. There's nothing else there. Di lo ha'asal shminan. That's how it's coming to tell you. Lomin liyab b'saro. I have to say those words. Fact of the matter, Tanya. Vitana, my time, academics Lakstonis. Why does he start off with the Ksonis, with the tunic, right? If we say over there that it starts off with the Ksonis, then Bechlasayim should go first. And for the Gemara, Meshum, the academic Ra, because the Pasuk mentions it first, right? That's the way that the Pasuk goes, and he says that, Ksonis bad kodesh yilbash umichnes bad. That's the way that the pasuk goes and puts it. Ukra my time academic. Why does the pasuk put it first if the mechasayim is supposed to go first? Mishum the mechasya kula gufi adif alei. Because the tunic, which is the mechnes nu Hashem melech. The ketones, which is the tunic, it covers the entire body. Therefore, it's considered more chashiv. That's why we put it first in the pasuk, even though it's not actually the thing that's put on first in the clothing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.